From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. As 2024 gets underway, animal shelters across the United States are continuing to see an increase in pet surrenders, especially when it comes to dogs. And Idaho is no different. With adoptions down, nonprofits like the West Valley Humane Society are working harder than ever to find forever homes for their many pups. So joining us today to talk more about this issue is Jennifer Adkins, the Executive Director of West Valley Humane Society. Jennifer, nice to have you on the program.
It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So Jennifer, why do you think we're seeing such a high number of surrendered pets, in particular dogs?
I think we're seeing this for a number of different reasons. Number one is kind of the fallout from the recovery of COVID. COVID, interestingly enough, was really great for animal shelters. And I know that sounds really strange, but we saw a high number of, you know, animals being fostered and adopted during the pandemic because so many more people were home, right? So they had time and energy to, and you know, the capacity to have more animals in their care. And so as the pandemic has kind of wound down and people are going back to the office, we're starting to see more dogs that aren't fitting the lifestyle of their families anymore because they don't have that care around the clock anymore. People have had to move due to different job opportunities and can't take their pets with them. Things like that. We also have a high number, personally in our community, a high number of stray dogs coming into the shelter. And, you know, we try really hard to reunite dogs with their owners, but there are also a lot of barriers that prevent people from coming back. And sometimes those barriers are financial. Sometimes they just don't know where to look. Some people just assume, oh, you know, my dog must have ran away to die or got hit by a car or don't know where to start looking. And so they don't come and reclaim their dogs or they, you know, they decide, oh, well, if my dog ended up in the shelter, I really can't afford to, you know, continue to pay for it or to continue to pay for vet care or whatever that may be. So I know that there's lots of barriers and we try to break down those barriers as much as possible. We try to waive fees when we can so that we can make it a little bit easier for people to come and reclaim their pets that mm-hmm. instead of having to surrender them to the shelter. Also another kind of fallout from the pandemic is the lack of vet care. Because during the pandemic, a lot of organizations that offered spay and neuter services had to greatly reduce the amount of surgeries that they were doing. And so we've seen an increase in unwanted litters as a result of that. So I think there's lots of players involved in why we're seeing so many more animals in our animal shelters. Not just here in the Treasure Valley, but nationally as well. I recently read a statistic from the Shelter Animals Count, which is a national database that kind of compiles all of the shelter data from across the country. And the 2023 year ended with a quarter of a million more animals in animal shelters versus the previous year. So we're not the only ones feeling this. This is a national trend for sure. Yeah.
So with that said, how many dogs do you have currently up for adoption?
Up for adoption right now, we have about 75. And like I always tell people, that number can quickly change based on, you know, how many animals we're getting in and luckily how many animals we get adopted. We tend to have really slow days, especially in these winter months with this kind of crummy weather and the unpredictable snow and ice that we deal with. So sometimes we get a little bit slower traffic going through the animal shelter, which makes it a little harder to adopt them out. So, and you know, with those 75 dogs that are available for adoption currently, some of them are luckily being fostered or being kept by their previous owner. In their homes while they look for a new home for their pets. We do have a program called Adopt From Home, which means that the dog can stay in its original home while it awaits finding a new home so that they don't have to be kenneled in the animal shelter during that time. So that's been a really successful program, and lots of people really enjoy that program because it keeps the pets out of the animal shelter and keeps them comfortable in a home while they find their new families.
So I know that you try to rehome dogs within about 2 weeks of receiving them. So I'm curious, with the decline in adoptions, what's your timeline looking like now?
We still kind of ride about 2 weeks for most dogs. But we do have, you know, some behavioral case dogs or medical case dogs that tend to, you know, have to stay a little bit longer, or sometimes it's just, you know, for whatever reason, a certain dog just keeps getting overlooked. And, you know, we're all looking at each other like, why hasn't this dog been adopted? He's perfect. But usually we don't see a length of stay longer than about a month at the very most. So usually we're looking at about 2 to 3 weeks for most pets. But still, like, you know, we do have some special cases that take a little longer to adopt. Luckily, though, we are a no-kill facility, which means that we do not euthanize pets for time and space. So, you know, they don't have like an expiration date. They get to stay with us as long as they're, you know, thriving, they're doing well in the shelter, they're not, you know, suffering. They get to stay with us until they get adopted. So we don't have kind of a ticking time clock, you know, hey, you know, we've got to get this dog out of here before X amount or, you know, or we'll have to euthanize them. So luckily that is not, that's not really on the table for us.
So, you know, here we are in the new year, right? And a lot of folks make those New Year's resolutions. And some of them sometimes are like, you know, I want to work out more, maybe prioritize my mental health. Talk to us about what your shelter is encouraging people to do to incorporate their pets into all of that.
Sure. So, so like you said, lots of people, they want to get in shape. And, you know, we have a couple resolutions for people, and get in shape is definitely one of them. And, you know, getting a canine companion can make for a fantastic exercise partner, you know, going on runs, or just, you know, those brisk walks around the neighborhood, playing fetch in the backyard, you know, kind of having a dog kind of helps you, give you that like momentum and that reason to get up out of bed and, you know, have that daily walk or that daily fetch session in the backyard. We also want to see people volunteering more. So coming out and contributing, whether that be a short-term or a long-term option, we always have availability for people to come and volunteer their time and their energy or their financial support to us. So volunteering more. And, you know, like you said, that prioritizing their mental health, you know, we know that pets can provide a lot of emotional health for a lot of people. And so bringing in a new pet into your family can really, you know, create some of that, that mental health, priority, and, saving money. So, making, you know, a financial choice by adopting a furry friend instead of, you know, buying from a breeder. Adoption fees are much, much cheaper and include spay and neuter surgery. In most cases, they, include all of the pets' vaccines and microchips. So you're really getting a pretty good deal for what you'd pay, you know, for a fraction of what you'd pay a breeder or a pet store for a pet. So we always say, you know, save money by adopting, especially when we run promotions. Like right now, we've got 50% off of adoption fees for dogs.
When you do a promotion like this, do you see like more people coming in? Because as you mentioned in the top of our conversation, I think for a lot of folks, you know, it's the financial burden of having a pet that can really make or break it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when we try to run promotions as much as possible, whether that be promotions for reclaiming pets or for adopting or adopting certain breeds or ages of pets. Sometimes we'll do like a big dog special because we're really full of big dogs. Sometimes we have like, hey, we've got tons of huskies, come and get a discount on a husky today, you know, those types of things. But we do see that it at least gets traffic in the door and it gets people coming in and getting interested and coming to adopt us. And, you know, I never want finances to be a hard no for people. Like, if my motto is always, well, what can you afford? I want to help you get a pet today. So what can we help you afford so that we can get you a pet? Because I believe every family deserves a pet, and you know, I don't want a financial barrier to be the end all be all of that. So we try to make things as accessible for people as possible, and it does bring more people in the door when we run these promotions.
But that's so wonderful that, you know, the question is, what can you afford, right? Instead of like, nope, this is the cost. And
yes,
that sliding scale has to make such a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and that's why we offer things like, you know, lower cost spay and neuter and vaccine appointments for people, because we really want pet ownership to be accessible to everyone. And so we're always looking for ways and programs that we can implement and support to help support folks better in our community and make pet ownership possible for everyone. Because we know, like, you know, if we're not part of that solution, people are going to try to find pets one way or the other. So why not be part of the solution and helping them with responsible pet ownership by making it accessible to them?
So before I let you go, how long is your promotion going on, and any other information that folks need to know?
Yeah, we will be doing the 50% off of dog adoptions through the end of January, but always keep an eye on our website and our Facebook page, because we are always running promotions. We're always running events that you can come and be a part of. So we always want people to be on the lookout for those things. And we want people coming and seeing what West Valley is all about.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time today. We've been talking with Jennifer Adkins, the executive director of West Valley Humane Society, about the increase of dog surrenders that shelters all across the U.S. have been experiencing, but also how you can help with that. Jennifer, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.